good morning or good afternoon, depending where you are in the world. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. And this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do. And I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And we'd open up those phone lines after our first break at the quarter after the hour. And then I usually give you a little tip and tool as far as this time of the first 15 minutes. And I did want to let you know about a class that was coming up. And this goes along with the tip and the tool of this week. I'm doing a class, a teleclass. It's Sunday, February 21st, and it's from 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time p.m. And if you're not available to do it that day, remember that all the teleclasses are available to listen to afterwards. We record them as CDs or MP3s. You get that for free when you register. And you can, again, listen to it over and over again and or receive it, again, as a CD, MP3. And what the class is about is navigating as a multidimensional being. We've heard that word for years, and we're starting to hear it more and more. And so what is an interdimensional being? And so we're going to learn it, that lives in a multidimensional universe. And so we're at the tip of the iceberg, as I said over and over again, of understanding what it means to be multidimensional, and we are really at the tip of the iceberg. We're understanding this, and it's going to be redefined over and over and over again because it goes beyond our vocabulary. It goes beyond words, just like energy patterns. The more and more we see them, understand them, feel them, words can a lot of times get in the way. So how can you explain something that doesn't have words? And so this is where we're going to go through the class and get rid of some of the confusion and misconceptions that are out there today, and we're going to lay a solid foundation for you to understand what multidimensionality is all about. And the topics to be covered is, what is multidimensional living? How do you strengthen your awareness of navigating and moving through the multidimensional states, entering the celestial realm, out-of-body experiences versus in-body experiences, protection for multidimensional, quote, travel, past lives, parallel lives, and multidimensional living, tools and exercises and meditation to bring you to the different dimensions, and consolidating or then expansion as far as the energy field. And again, if you're unable to attend the day of the event, remember it's going to be recorded. So you could register by emailing at union1111@yahoo.com, or the phone number is 860-887-1201. And then there is a free teleclass, and that is Tuesday, February 3rd from 8 to 9 p.m. And this is where I'm asking everybody to send questions, the most frequently asked questions, and I will be going over the questions, and that is a free teleclass. But you do have to register. And so, again, union1111@yahoo.com. or the phone number for 860-887-1201. And we also have the gathering this Friday, and this is part of the series where we go and discuss things for 2 hours. This is Friday from 7 to 9 p.m., and you could do it in person or by phone. And again, I will give you updated information, what's going on, take questions and answers, and then we do an energetic alignment toward the end. And we're doing series of 1 and 2 series, and it's on Fridays and all through the month. You could catch that on the website. And for all information, because we do give out a free newsletter, you could just check out carrieoconnor.com, www.carrieoconnor.com, and you can get all the information, including when we have free teleclasses, any kind of information that's coming up is available for you to get at the website. And so that we encourage you to favor it. And we also have a mini Lightstream Live coming up, and that's where we have a small group. We limit it to 10 people. Everyone gets a reading. And so you can do that anywhere in the world. We have people on the phone all the time. And so the next one coming up is February 12th. And then the other one after that is Friday, February 26th. So these, again, are on Fridays. These are from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you're on the phone, you don't have to stay on the phone to listen to everybody else's reading. But a lot of times people like to hear and they get information from other people's reading, because when we're reading one person's energy field and listening to what the patterns are, it can help all of us because we're all interconnected. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today as far as our interconnectedness. Because we are all connected, we've heard it over and over again that we're all parts of Source, pieces of God, pieces of Creator, and we're all profoundly connected. And we have science every single day. It's coming out with more and more information as far as proving how much we're connected. We have the string theory. We have the universal grids, the lattice. So much information, different words, but they're all saying the same thing. We are intimately connected. I tell people a lot when I'm doing readings, I compare it, I give the analogy of a great big masterpiece puzzle, and that we're in our highest form. It goes beyond any kind of person, any kind of, I don't see God's Source as a man in the sky with a great big beard and white hair. I see an energy pattern, and it's massive, and it's unbelievable, and it's amazing, and it's huge, and each of us is a part of that energetic pattern, and think of that puzzle. You're a piece of that massive puzzle. But you're also big at the same time. And so you're tiny when you look at the massiveness, but we're all, again, unique. We have our own unique signature. Think of it as a note or a color, a piece of that puzzle. And so the more we connect to that, the more we strengthen our own unique energy signature, the more it allows us to have our own energetic autonomy. But it also goes out to the grids that surround us, that go through us, and it strengthens the universal grid. It strengthens our soul group. It strengthens the whole. So can one person make a difference? Absolutely. The more we go into ourselves, the more we process our shadow, the more we process our wounded child, is another word for the shadow, the more we are able to look at that part of ourselves, the more we go to wholeness, to completeness. And this is the year 2010, or actually all the years. Part of our life is to come here and to remember our wholeness, our holiness. And so that pierces the veil. And think of the veil as the part that keeps us separated from our higher essence, from feeling that connection all the time, not just every once in a while when we're sitting in meditation. Our job is to integrate that, to feel that, again, all the time, to feel that oneness, to feel to be breathed, to be supported by the God self, by your God self. And the more you practice that, the more you integrate that, the more you understand this is a process and it's a practice. At the same time, it's a being, it's a state of beingness, and it's not a doingness. The more you do that, the more you're going to understand how you'll become a lot more sensitive. You'll start picking up on other people's feelings, and you'll start picking up on even the planetary movements. You'll start noticing when Mercury goes in retrograde or a full moon or a new moon more. And why? Because you become more sensitive because we are so connected. And that also doesn't only include people. It includes nature, it includes plants, it includes rocks. You can talk to the animals. You can talk and communicate to your plants and the trees. We are all sentient beings. And the more we open up and, again, clear out our, get our goggles off, get the veil off that separates us from that part of ourselves, the more we integrate that, the more we feel our connectedness as we also are able to still hold our energetic autonomy, because we want to make sure our energy isn't sloppy and leans everywhere where it has like holes in it. And a lot of times when we don't take care of ourselves as an energetic being, which most people, we don't teach that in kindergarten, but we're starting to get that way where we're in this bridger period where people are starting to integrate that in school, starting to recognize that and talk about it. It's becoming much more mainstream than it has when I was growing up. I'm in my 40s now, and that would be unheard of to talk about it. But if you think about when you were in fourth and fifth grade, we did hear that everything was energy and in different forms of energy, just denser. Think of rocks, trees, us. And so when you start seeing yourself as an energetic being, and then you start living yourself as everything is energy, including the God Source part, the more you could see how we're all connected and that we are intimately connected, and the more you could feel that connection, the more it actually strengthens your own energetic autonomy, because you can feel the energy behind you and the sideways support. It allows you to stand up energetically in the posture of what I call the master, and that's where we are firmly entered into the earth's grids, where our shoulders are back and we're standing aligned, we're standing straight, we're not bending sideways, backwards, or our energy looks all zigzaggy, and we're open. Symbolically, to me, it looks like the head is back, so we're out of our head and into the heart space, and then we open our arms wide, being open to the infinite possibilities, and our arm wide represents a giving and receiving. A lot of times, we go up and out of our bodies, and we want to be totally in our bodies, and again, wide, because that allows us to feel that connectedness within ourselves and also with the universal energies. And it's important because it is, again, part of our process, and it helps that veil, that matrix that cuts us off from feeling the divinity, it starts piercing it. It starts putting holes for it. And so when you start feeling the holes through it, you start, your energy frequency starts clearing up. It starts spinning up. It gets faster and faster and faster, and it breaks down those old paradigms. Right now, during this period, we want to be willing to let go of those old paradigms, to allow, to surrender, to let go. My saying the last couple of months is, what's light for you is right for you. And that means what you feel light with in your heart, in your feelings, in your experience. If it's light for you, it's right for you. And that doesn't mean anybody else. That includes husbands, spouses, partners, kids. If it feels light for you, then it's right for you. And when it's right for you, then you start following that path, and then the doorway is open, and then you follow the next light, right path for yourself, and the next light, right path for yourself. So this is about getting in touch with that feeling inside of yourself. And as you do that, paradoxically, it strengthens your connection with our interconnectedness, and then you see, feel, or sense how much we are connected, and it does help the whole. So that's, again, a little tip for the day. Remember, this week, does it feel light for you? And if it feels light for you, then it's right for you. Get out of the head into the heart. If you're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show, we'll be right back after this short break.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady, presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance, plus Dr. Joe Dispenza, Reverend Carlton Pearson, and Robert Holden. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Visit bellaspark.com.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Is your soul thirsty for love this Valentine's Day? Fill it up with Aqua Mantra's I Am Loved Water and feel the love with every conscious sip. You attract love into your reality when you're overflowing with love from within. Pick up a case of Aqua Mantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/I Am Loved. And know you are loved.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit her website at AskDrKell.com. That's A-S-K-D-R-K-E-L.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're opening up this phone line, so I'm going to give you the number, 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and the lines are now open to the top of the hour. So, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds good. Let's bring on David. He's calling in from Seattle, Washington. And first of all, I'd like to apologize. A couple of listeners I told to call back in the next break. No, no, call in now. The perfect opportunity to get your reading. So my fault. I just have a case of the Mondays. And David's calling in from Seattle. He wanted a reading about some energies that are happening around him. I'll let him describe just because they're coming from his words. So, David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Benny. I've been feeling great, but sometimes that's been falling back down really quickly again. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, maybe it goes back to what you were talking about a little bit in how that's been going.
Yeah.
And is that maybe changing a little bit? And that's pretty much what I'm wondering in terms of how I am.
Okay, you could think of that as a symptom of your energy pattern changing, because the more we start feeling great, your vibration is changing and spinning. And think of it as it's spinning up, it's getting the cobwebs out, or it's raising your vibration, and it's kicking up stuff, it's loosening up stuff. And so then, paradoxically, sometimes we can feel not that great, or we can feel like we're slipping. Or think what we're doing is learning how to walk more in our energetic legs, and so our legs could feel kind of like wobbly. So it's part of the process, and that's where I was talking to people about. It's a process, it's a practice, and at the same time, paradoxically, it's more, we don't have to do anything. We get just more of a remembering, but there is a process and a practice to it. So the more when you're feeling that that great place, that's wonderful, uh-huh. remember it and get into uh-huh. the feelings as far as it, as far as remembering, take it down to a cellular level. Get into the body, the mental body, the emotional body, the physical body. And when you're not feeling great, I always tell people, go back to it, getting into that download of remembering the feeling. So it's a great tip to have handy in a lot of different places, in your pocket, in your car, and post-its of times in your life that you felt on top of the world, or what that feeling feels like when you're great. And then when you're not feeling that great, I call it stop, dropping, and rolling. So stop what you're doing, drop into your heart space, get yourself comfortable, and roll your feelings out, meaning get grounded into the earth, feel yourself going sideways, feel yourself being supported. And then when you're in that space of breathing, getting silence, then just go into your heart and think of those times, or feel those times when you felt really great. I tell, like, a lot of times I will, when I'm feeling shaky, I'll remember when I first looked at my daughter's eyes, or I found out that my son was, I was going to have a boy after my daughter was born, or those times in my life when I just felt that oneness and that connectedness, or looking at the ocean and just feeling I was being breathed by God. And so remember, outside of 3D time, there is no time. Only in this dimension do we experience this 3D time. And so the more we flood ourselves, download ourselves with those times when we felt great, what you're doing is flipping the channel. You're flipping the vibration, and it's going to help you get out of that not feeling that great faster. And then sometimes when we're not feeling great, we're to take that experience, and the only way through it is going through it, dive into it, get to the feeling. What is the root theme? When I'll do readings a lot, I want to know what the theme is and what is the a feeling, the emotion, the root theme from it. Because when we get to the feeling, when we get to the theme of it, then we're able to energetically think of it, magnetically pull it up into our awareness, and then we could process it, and then we could throw it away. We could be done with that feeling of abandonment, of betrayal. And then sometimes it could come back again, and then you just do that process again, over and over again. And every time you're doing it, you're literally creating that energetic posture of what I call the master, where you're aligning yourself and helping yourself stay aligned. So then you'll end up falling off the wiggly legs a lot less. But again, it's part of the process that when we can do it. And especially, you could find yourself becoming more sensitive. So sometimes you could feel on top of the world, and then you go by somebody in the grocery store, or you go out to the mall, and then all of a sudden you're not feeling that great. And that's when you could pick up on other people's stuff. So identifying what has had me feel not that great, kind of get into your heart. Sink right into your feelings, get right into your heart, and say, what just happened? Did something just, am I remembering something? What's going on with me that just, going to get hit in the inside or the outside? Look at it in a non-judgment state, and then just go from there as far as diving through it, or again doing the stop, drop, and roll technique when you get into your heart and just roll it out, and that's just to really start getting those, replacing the program that's going in your head, because a lot of times when we're not feeling great, if you look, it looks energetically like you're in a gerbil ride, and you're going around and around and around. The mental body just keeps on going around this gerbil ride, and it's getting all knotted up, and then it will magnetically pull in that same vibration. And so we can, it's like flipping the channel, getting out of that loop, and then replacing that things with those feelings of when we felt very good. And it's like bridging that energy, or again, you could look at it as flipping the channel. Okay?
Wow. Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think that's helpful. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Very good, David. Keep on that. Go. Good job with the process. It's part of it, and you should be give yourself a pat in the back for doing it.
All right. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, David, for calling in. It leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show. 1-800-930-2819. We'll hit up Issaquah, Washington. We have Renee standing by. This is a pretty interesting case there, Carrie. We have Renee, and she's got a little boy, apparently, and a cat that's been added to the family. But the cat has scratched her son a couple times over. Maybe there's something up with the energies with either the cat or the son or maybe the family. Or we want to see if we can get some guidance around this. So, Renee, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. How are you, Renee?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, I really want, you know, I love cats, and I really wanted my little boy to kind of have grow up with that sense of an animal connection. And we've tried to adopt various cats, and there's every single one of them howls, and then they're either peeing or biting or scratching, and I end up giving them back. And this one we have had probably over a year, and I really love this cat. But he has scratched my little boy on, like, over the eyes, and he's got a scar on his face, and now for the third time. And, you know, I'm a mother first, so I'm thinking, oh, I can't allow this. But I'm just thinking, this is unreal, this sequence, how this keeps repeating, and I probably just should give up and not try to have a cat. I don't know if it's something in the house that they all howl, or they have this unpredictable behavior, or if it's something in our energies or something with me. And I didn't know if you could offer guidance on whether I really should return this cat for my little boy's safety, or if I just clip his nails, will that make everything okay? And they all seem to have different health issues, too. This one's really constipated, so I should probably give up, but I keep thinking, well, it can't happen again.
Right. Well, what's interesting is that I'm seeing this a little bit of both, Renee, that part of it is the house that you're in and the land that you're in, and homes and lands hold energy, and it's to have, what did you say, four cats?
I probably, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And have all of them to go and turn into that, like the howling and that kind of energy. That's, you know, that's something's going on here. You know, it's beyond just a coincidence. And so, and the first thing, again, I'm getting is that it's with the house and the land. So I would absolutely make sure that you anchor the land, clear it. I would really get lavender oil around there and clear the energy there. And especially where I feel it's like the downstairs or what feels like it's over. If I'm looking at the front of the house, I get pulled over to the right side in the back of it. There's like a corner that, and it goes right to the land. I have a period like this, my house is landed. I have to clear the area constantly. So that's your, like, so just think of it symbolically, your hot spot. So making sure, again, that you, you clear it with a lot of lavender oil, making sure that you, in season changes, where you put the, literally open the window so the air can get through, and especially energy likes to go in corners. And so part of it is again, the land in the house. But I'm also seeing that the cats, remember that we store everything in our energy field. And so with each cat, you get, the cats read by, our animals see pictures, they read by pictures, they talk by pictures, and they, and they see energy around us. And so they could be looking into your energy field and seeing my worst nightmare, the cat's going to scratch, the cat's going to scratch, the cat's going to scratch, or the cat's going to howl. And so if they start acting that way, and I see them acting on the outside first, so they kind of pick up the energy around the land or the house, it feels kind of shaky is what they're saying to me, especially emotionally. And where's your husband?
Where is he?
Does he work different shifts, or excuse me?
No, he works pretty regular shifts. But
okay.
Yeah, he's here, and our whole family gets along really well.
Yeah, I'm just seeing him. No, it doesn't even have to be with you guys not getting along. I'm just seeing
he doesn't seem to like that. My husband, though, I can tell he's not.
Okay.
I just assumed he was a woman's cat, maybe.
That he tends to he does he likes your he doesn't tend to like your husband.
Yeah, I mean, my husband will try to, you know, call him over and try to be friendly with him, but he kind of just ignores him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing what the cat's showing me is that it looks like energetically your husband's legs look like they're bow-legged, and he's trying to, like, walk on, I think of almost walking on the moonwalk, right? And so, again, animals see energy, and so it would look to them like they have to be hypersensitive, like almost like in that state of waiting for the shoe to drop. And part of his posture of kind of like that energetic bow-legged is, I feel like it has to do with like work, or you see in his life where he has to like fit like a sense of walking on eggshells or having to go on the flow and kind of emotionally, as far as like waiting for the shoe to drop kind of energy, and or that he has to kind of ride the tides of other people's emotions, because he keeps on showing me almost like somebody that works on a ship and that they have to kind of get used to other people's emotions. And I feel it's more outside than it is inside of the house as far as with you guys. And again, part of the cats, again, are picking up, this is going to be my worst nightmares, they're going to scratch. And so I would give it, because I'm talking to the cat, and they said, and she's saying, please give me till like March, so before you give me away, because talk to them, show them, as far as the hugging and petting and purring, and they don't understand no images. So give the cat in thousands and thousands of pictures of yes images, meaning hugging, purring, any kind of image that you love what the cat does. And they literally don't have the energy to understand no, like don't do that. So anything that you could say, if it acts aggressive, just start sending it pictures of when it purrs. And I also clip the nails down, right? That will help too. And you're like starting a new page. Like I'm telling the cat right now, new page, new beginnings. And I'm also energetically putting a surfboard underneath your husband's energy, so it looks like he's more supported within the house, because it's like the cat's almost a posture of like a guard dog kind of energy. And again, there's energy. I would really clear that left side of, I mean, that right side corner of the energy, because there's energy that's trapped in there that are getting the cats, again, hypersensitive. So clean it up a bit, and then I see the cat turning around and also showing your son in this like pink purple bubble that he's like off limits as far as any kind of scratching or behavior, or if they need to scratch, to show a post, like get a small post or a tree, something like that outside, or like some sort of cedar things that they could go and do their scratching. Okay, that should help a lot. Okay, Renee?
Okay, thank you very much.
Hear the music, and we got to go to another break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be right back. Thanks, Renee.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425 425- 888-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we'll be taking your call to the top of the hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sure, let's do that. Let's take Sharon. She's calling in from Florence, Oregon. She's been restructuring with her job lately, but she's been kind of in a holding pattern is what she's describing. She needs a little bit of guidance around that. Let's see if we can delve into it a little further. Sharon, welcome to the Carol Connor Show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie. Thanks.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Doing your show. I'm pretty good.
Okay, so what's going on,
huh? Well, I've been just kind of, I talked to you a while ago, and I've been kind of in a holding pattern just with, I've done hospice work, and I'm wanting to go, I'm done with the caregiving and with the hospice work, and just kind of looking at how to, what steps do you see that would be beneficial for, like, right now I think it's the consistent income, bringing something in, help.
Okay, sure. You're kind of going in and out. It almost sounds like you're on a merry-go-round. And so let me get this clear. Holding pattern, you're getting out of the caregiver position and steps for consistent income. And what are you working with right now? Our unconscious work, did you say?
Let me switch phones. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. I've done some classes with meditation and sound healing and just kind of, I was restructuring in my relationship and thought that was going to end. And so it just feels like everything is just kind of in an upheaval.
Right. Well, there's no mistake that I even first heard you and it sounded like you were going around a merry-go-round, you know what I mean? So like, and you're a sound healer, then it almost looked like you were on top of a crystal bowl, and then it was like, then it looks like a revolving door. So when I'm looking at the energy and think of it as I'm standing above you and watching your multidimensional self, like in all the, like think of it as slices of a pie right now for a simple analogy, and I'm looking down on it and watching you, again, go around the merry-go-round. Think of that part of the merry-go-round, especially from now and over February, I'm seeing this new leaf turning over, and it's green, so that's wonderful. It's like a darker green energy, and it's I'm literally seeing life force of gold energy going up the spine of the leaf, and so that's good. And you're positioning it under your left side, and I'm seeing it actually turn over into your hand, so that's actually really good. It's like your hand is I'd make sure that you're connecting with nature. Are you literally – do you hang out with trees?
I do. I'm a caretaker of the trees. I mean, it's like
perfectly, because your energy just literally your hand, your left hand in particular, turned into the leaf, turned into a tree, and the tree energy is then going down your spine. And so think of that as a message, and I'm watching more gold energy going up and down the spine, and then the energy that turned dark green was first clearing out and doing what I call the rotor. And so think of that dark energy, dark green energy is kind of like a sludge that you're getting off of the core that has to do with old stuff and really old stuff. And
and even as far as past life, parallel life kind of energy. So it's getting rid of that gold energy then leads to where I see it down to the, your hand slash leaf hand, which is strengthening, again, the receiving side, the lady side, the feminine side, the taken in side. And the energies, especially of 2010, when we have the divine, not only celestial, but the divine feminine really coming in and downloading our energy fields and your whole energy field. It's like the tree transfiguring over you is like the sentient beings of the tree is saying, here, thank you, we're backing you up and helping you. And then it goes back to like the merry-go-round. Then I see the aspect of you, like in the piece of a pie, jumping off of it. So it's like, think of this holding pattern as ending, seeing you stopping by and getting off of it, especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, and especially when I look at the M's from now through March through May, I'm watching you, looking at you, turning around and seeing that merry-go-round or the different aspects of your life seems like it's a different lifetime ago, and then I'm watching your feet. It's kind of, actually kind of big, it's fascinating as far as watching you literally transfiguring into a tree, and then you're like walking, your legs look like two tree stumps, but it's good because, again, I'm watching more of your physical body turning into the gold energy and the working with the tree to be able to have you feel energetically backed up and supported. And part of this was residual energy that had to do with old patterns going back down to when you were 1.5 to 3.5 years old, of, and especially when it goes to the right side. And I'm even getting this sciatic-y kind of feeling, and the energy ball is going out of your hip right now that looks the size of a orange. It's literally orange, and it's going out of your hip, and so it has to do with second chakra issues and root issues and emotional stuff. And so think of right in the month, the center of the second chakra, there was this ball that was kind of blocking things, or you processed it, and you're getting rid of it. That's all the major concern is, and that's the biggest thing. Then it allows the energy to come through faster, and then I'm watching your heart opening up, and especially when I see people's thymuses pop. And that's a significant symbol of mine because that's my symbol of where the passion comes in. The heart energy is piercing through the fog more, and that's creating the heart turns into this vortex, which is wonderful. And because it's like a portal vortex, which, again, helps clear the energy, helps you stay in that alignment that is going to have you flip stuff. I'm also seeing that you said you're still in a relationship?
I am. A few months ago, I thought that I was going to leave the relationship, and then what I heard after that was I was going to leave the relationship as it was at that time.
Uh-huh.
And
Well, what you're doing energetically, and especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, you're going to feel it because I'm seeing you taking that relationship and putting it over to the left side of the corner. So you're putting it where I symbolically see the past side, even though you still might be in it over the next, again, 2 weeks into the next 2 months. I see it going further and further away from your energy field. It's like going out from 2 feet to 4 feet to 6 feet to 12 feet. And then I hear like a pop, a bubble pop. And so then I see the person standing clearly outside of you. So you're literally energetically getting out of yourself, out of that relationship through the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body. And that pop is interesting because then I'm seeing the whole energy of continuing to recalibrate. And so it's the relationship, but it's also what that relationship means in the sense of being able to receive more, taking more energy. Because then I see your whole spine, like it looks like I'm watching the Matrix pattern, or what I call the Scotty beam me up, where the energy just looks like it's flowing when Captain Kirk would bring the people in. It has a lot of silver energy. That's, again, the divine feminine energy. It's the Shiva energy. It's the energy of the celestial coming in through, right through the spine, strengthening the receiving part. And as far as the relationship where it will be, and as far as the 2 weeks to 2 months period, when it does that pop energy, that either spinning very close up and going up to the next place with you or spinning out. But either way, your energy is continuing to look straight ahead, and I'm even starting to get my voice. You're processing the relationship, let's just say that, and especially with the fifth chakra. So make sure you bring fire, passion, into that fifth chakra, into the second chakra. Work with candle, work with the fire, and energetically what you're doing is it's more like a big overview of it is you're claiming your part of open up the left side and then also the right side, being able to merge with your divine male energy with the divine feminine that gives birth to the divine child. And that's a wonderful posture to be in, and it's all that rebirthing process. And so all of it, it's like everything makes sense. It's like when I see a puzzle piece that looks like 1,000 pieces, all of a sudden turning into like 10 pieces versus 1,000, and the puzzle's starting to fall into place. It's like, again, things start falling in place more. You feel more, again, backed up, and then synchronistic things start open up. And then one door, that merry-go-round, then turns into, it seems like you slow down, or it's like more of a vision of your energy speeds up enough where you can see the merry-go-round seems like it's in slow motion because your vibration is open. And think of those merry-go-round little pieces of the pie slices represent opportunities that come to you, and you easily jump in to the one that feels light to you, right to you. So it's like opportunities get pulled to us. It's like the future gets pulled into you. So this is a period of twos. When I see numerologically, when somebody's in a shower of twos, it's a time of in the 3D physical world, bringing down into what you've been seeding, clearing out, and getting rid of. And so that's wonderful when it's in that 3D period, because a lot of times people, we want to remember that we could be clearing, doing our meditation, and we could be looking to manifest something, and it's making its way down into 3D world, but we don't see it in the 3D world. And that's when it could be a tough kind of pull of or holding pattern, when it could be frustrating when we are wanting to manifest something in the 3D. So again, think of this as a period of the kickoff period. And the biggest deal that you want to, congratulate yourself is working with the tree energy and being able to hold your energy signature louder, which, again, is going to allow you to feel like the merry-go-round then becomes an amusement instead of feeling like I got to get off this gerbil ride, a merry-go-round ride. Oh, okay. That's a total different posture. Then let me just jump on here in amusement. Then it feels much more like I'm riding through life and that I am, again, following the light way that feels right for me, and you're leading the energy with yourself, which is a great way to be, because it brings you synchronistically with other things. And as far as the money part, that becomes very easy, because I see this disc coming right underneath your feet that that ends up being, it almost looks like a frog with lily pads underneath you, but it's very solid, and then it leads to another place and another place and another place. So I would pay attention to opportunities that come in the money department, especially from now over the next 2 days into the next 2 weeks, and it's going to feel, again, light for you, okay? So think of holding patterns over, and I heard the music, so we got to go to one more break, and then we'll be back to the phone lines. I want to thank you, Sharon.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perth Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perth Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Terry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter
doctor, Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor with you to the top of the hour, and we're taking the phone calls. So, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
We'll do. We have Shelley now calling in from Bellevue. She's got a little bit of worrying on her mind, or at least it's happening quite often. She wants to know what's up with that and why, or maybe she can control it somehow. So, Shelley, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Hi, very good. Thank you, Carrie.
So, what's going on, Shelley?
I just worry about everything, actually. I worry about finances. I worry about work. I worry about my family. I just have a lot going on, and I just want to turn this anxiety into productive energy.
Right. Okay. I'm looking at your energy fields. I'm seeing that this is not an old pattern, that you had this wired on both sides of your family, actually. Both of your family, you picked up from both mom and dad to worry. They just showed it differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
By the time you were two years old, you had a pattern that you're showing me on the right side, the dad's side, of waiting for the shoe to drop, on the mom's side, very empathic and just feeling emotional wave, right? And so what do? Yes, that's wired within your energy field, but we are able to rewire just because that's the think of that we're in a journey here to get out of the emotions, which is energy in motion. And energy in motion, when it's reactive and it makes us waiting for the shoe to drop, or have our what the energy field looks like to me is like the tailbone goes up like a lobster being ready to cook. It's like the that's when I get into the process and the practice and being able to retrain, literally create new neural pathways in your brain to be able to support when you're being able to worry, to be able to flip it. That takes practice and it's a process. I understand this. My family was the same exact way. My mother, I had patterns and I got hit on both sides. And if we were late for 5 minutes late, my mom instantly would go to that we were dead. And so I can totally understand this. And so what I did when I found myself going that same path, I would start doing the energy exercises, keep on getting going in my head. If I was going to obsess about something or worry about something or go in the dribble ride, I might as well put in other programs than the awful awfuls, right? And so then what happened was all of a sudden, I noticed that I stopped doing the worries. And so what you want to do is replace the programs that you want, because, again, it's the emotions that get us stuck. It's like a big emotional ball, and it's very sticky. It's like rubber cement. We want to bridge over to feelings. Feelings is very different. Feelings are a higher vibration that has like a Teflon to it, so we don't get sucked in like octopus arms into the emotions, and then they'll go back into our history, and then our history, we hold everything in our energy field, and then the emotions will like magnetically pull up everything consciously or unconsciously to support the fear. So when what you want to do is you don't need to do anything. What it's more of, I don't like when I use the word needs or want, but just think of, Shelley, any ways that you can get yourself into remembering and realigning to that you are eternal, you are immortal, you are a piece of God, source, creator, whatever that means to you. Really get that into a feeling. And when your head starts going, get into replacing the worries with the mantra, I am eternal, I am immortal, I am a part of God, source, or anything that resonates with you that reminds you of the truth of your essence, that we are all pieces of God, source, creator, whatever that that means to you, and get it down to a not an intellectual level where, yes, that sounds nice and great, or everybody says that, but I don't feel very godlike when I'm spinning around and worrying about everything. It's like you're literally replacing the programming. You're replacing the emotions. You're literally creating new neural pathways. And so it is a practice, and it is a process, and that's where I tell people to do post-its. When I was doing this training part of myself, and I still constantly do it, but the major thing, I put post-it board all over my house, and so wherever I went, I was in this like boot camp I made myself go into over, I think it takes 28 days to create a new neural pathway, and so I put myself into this energetic boot camp where, again, I lined my windows with post-it boards that had all these sayings that reminded me of new programs. Again, I'm immortal, I'm eternal, I'm fine, I'm okay, life supports me, life is good, breathe God, just all these kind of words that supported me, be here now, I am here now, feel with my heart. Write these things down, and even if you can't do poster boards, because my husband did have a problem with it, but take a list and make copies of it and put it in your pocket, and again, pull it out when you're doing your worrying and just read it, and over and over and over again, it literally gets you out of that station. It's a loop. It has you go round and round that same channel, that channel. And even if you could get your feelings into it, meaning your body into it, like I would stamp my foot and I would like work with my physical body, and I would pull my arm back like stop, and I would like pull it back as far as directing my energy to stop going down that gerbil ride, or stop going down that place where that tunnel, that tube where I'm going to go to, banging my head against them or getting to the worry gerbil ride, and then get, as soon as you yank yourself in, go into yourself, think back into yourself, get into what I call that chair, that posture of being the master. Yes, it is a process, but it's a much better program than doing the worrying. And also what helps immensely is a lot of times people are dehydrated, so make sure that you at least have 3 to 4 liters of water, and that doesn't count coffee, tea, or juice, water a day. And also Stuart Weil brought this up, and I think he learned it somewhere else. But anyway, I got this from Stuart Weil. Lecithin tablets and or granules, lecithin. They are very good as far as helping hydration, first of all. And second of all, think of the brain is made of 30% of lecithin. Our spinal nervous system is 3/4 lecithin. We tend to be less lecithin deficit. And so when you replace a lecithin, it first helps hydrate you. And also, it helps with nervousness. And he was saying that there was some study that people that have had been on nervous medication, like anti-anxiety medication, literally were able to get off of it with lecithin and hydration and lecithin. So that would be a very good thing for you to do. I'm also seeing that your body is very acidic. So again, see what's acid in your diet and turn more alkaline, because that also will throw the body into that nervousness. So take those steps and do the post-it thing wherever you can go. It's like a training, but get yourself into a excitement that you can do something about it. And it is, again, a process. It is a practice. And so, but we don't have to be our patterns. That's part of the programming that we came down with, that, oh, we inherited, this is the way it is. No, this isn't the way it has to be. We can do something about it to get those programs out of our head. It's just like a computer that we can upgrade ourselves and decide that we want to do something else, because even if sometimes, because we're just so sick of it, you know what I mean? I see your arms going up and you're on your knees, and it's just like, it's kind of like reaching bottom. I got nowhere else to go. And you're also very empathic. So people that are very empathic, do you recognize how empathic you are as far as picking up on other people's energies?
More and more, yeah.
Okay. Well, when people are empathic, they also, not only do you pick up on your own stuff, you pick up on other people's stuff. And so, and again, that's a part thing to see, where it's a part where I see that you got from your mom's side, and that's, think of our skin as the biggest organ, and it's constantly taking in information all around us. And then it's, again, if you could feel, if anybody, you can read the underlying feelings of people. So people could say they're okay, but you can feel if they're not okay. And especially the little child in you was getting a lot of mixed messages of people saying they were okay, and then they didn't feel okay either. So it made you not trust as far as feelings. And so, again, you're replacing the programs. And literally take your hand and do infinity eights, sideways eights on your body, going from your right side to left side of your brain, taking your hands over your ears, putting your hand on your forehead, in the back of your hand is starting to bring energy into 5 to 7 different meridians, rocking the energy.
visualize it going from infinity eighths in your head, side by side, bringing it down into the throat, doing, again, infinity eighths. You're increasing the information from the right side to the left side of our body. A lot of times stress splits or cuts or tears our energy field. So when you do it with the physical body, then bring it out with the emotional body. So go to as far as your hand could go out and visualize that you're in that 3 to 4 feet bubble around you. Pull your energy in, especially when you're going out somewhere, meaning put yourself in a bubble, but don't expand it out like to 12 feet or 3 feet or 4 feet. Pull it in right around you. You're consolidating it and visualize yourself within a bubble, like that you're all filled with. Pick a color that comes in your head, in your mind, to ask your higher self, what do you want to what color is good for you today? And again, see yourself, your physical body in it, and it's all filled up. All of those are techniques that will really help you get out of that fear part, okay?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Carrie, so much.
You're welcome, Shelley. You're welcome. And we're finishing up. You've been listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be back next week at this time, and may you align with the divine.